This is a celebrity authority show. Please welcome your host, Sam Corfall.
Well, super excited about this interview here today. We have Rajan Thananagan here in the studio, a management consultant, thought leader, and human potentialist. Rajan, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here, Sam.
Human potentialist. What does that mean?
Life is an adventure, Sam. Mm. And exploring myself has been that adventure. And through my own exploration of myself, I'm discovering my own human potential. And that is my message to the world.
So do you think everyone can discover their own human potential? And are we looking at the potential of your physicality or mindset?
It's a holistic approach, Sam. I guess we all are gifted with our human potential. I mean, we are in this earth for a purpose, and we are gifted with this amazing gift called our potential. And most of us, we don't realize that thing. We choose to live below our potential, what we could achieve in our lifetime.
Like in our comfort zone. Yeah.
We are in our comfort zone. Most of the time, I mean, we live in a culture that is very achievement oriented. And once we achieve what we wanted in our lives, I mean, we go into a stage of feeling unfulfilled, and most often we feel there is a void in our life, and there is this silent voice that's so desperate to come out, and we choose to stay in that comfort zone, and we place limits on ourselves as to what is possible in our lifetime. So hence we lead a quiet desperation.
Rajan, I'm really curious now. Tell us about your story and how you came to this moment of realizing your own human potential. What's your story?
I guess my life has been a long journey. I came to Australia 16 years ago. And
from?
Sri Lanka. Huh. And I think the turning point I had in my life was about 7-8 years ago. I was in a high-pressure corporate job, and I was fully burned, and I was at a low point in my life, something I haven't experienced before. And so I was going through intense physio treatment to address some of the physical ailments that I was having. On the other side, for the first time in my life, I went to a counselor to get some help. And one question from the counselor what really woke me up. And here she asked me, did you feel suicidal? And I couldn't give her an honest answer. And that really shocked me, because the truth was, I was, in fact. And it put me in a state of shame, because here's someone who lived through much bigger challenges in their life. I mean, I've been a refugee in my life, and been incarcerated because of my communal denomination, so faced a lot of racial discrimination. I lost my father, my brother, but I always had hope and faith. What happened to me? And that question led me to explore. I'm leading a life of pretty comfortable. I mean, I achieved a lot. I came to this country, I got a good job, I built a new house, bought cars, traveling, I achieved a lot. But I left this void to build in me. And hence, on insistence of my friend, I took on a little challenge to do a baby triathlon. And at that time, I was overweight.
To do a baby triathlon?
Yes, I mean,
right.
It's a sprint triathlon, okay. Which is only about 500 meters of swimming, 20 kilometers of cycling.
It's only about.
Yeah, about 4 kilometers running. And
right.
Then I thought, okay, I mean, no, this is not for me, because I'm overweight, I'm unfit. But somehow this guy insisted that I do this. So I went and did the first thing. And then I thought, okay, maybe this is it.
Well, was it a challenge doing that first triathlon?
Yeah, it was a huge challenge, because I was fearful of it. Mm. I was mortally fearful that I may not survive that distance. But when I finished that thing and I said, this is who I am, because I enjoyed life. I enjoyed life. I survived. And that survival itself was my life challenges. And hence, I started upgrading my challenge.
And this really helped you to get out of this depression state, really?
Yes. I mean, I think that first question raised the level of awareness in me. Yes, this is where I am, and I need to get out of this thing very soon. So, and so hence I did my first Ironman in 2011.
And what's an Ironman?
It's a race that involves 3.8 kilometers of swimming, 180 kilometers of cycling, followed by a 42.2 kilometer of running. That is a full marathon.
And how long does this take?
It can take anything between 8 hours to 17 hours. So
depends how fit you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's non-stop.
Back to back, continuous. So they say it's arguably the toughest race. But then again, I mean, this may look a mindless exercise, but you need to do this for a purpose. Mm. The very first thing I did was to dedicate that race to my father, who had been a big inspiration in my life. And I think since then I thought, this is possible. I mean, I can do this. Mm. And I started stretching myself more and more, and here I am. I mean, this journey had inspired me so much. I'm taking Ironman to Sri Lanka. I mean, the first ever event in the South Asian region. And
that is awesome, by the way, Rajan. I think that's just
Sam. Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward. I'm pretty excited. Mm. I mean, getting the country to be fully excited about that event. And I'm spreading the message of human potential. I mean, the title for the event is Challenge Your Limits. Do something that you never had done. Get excited about what you can do with your life. And that message is sinking in, not only in Sri Lanka, globally, I would say.
So for other people out there that might be feeling what you were feeling many years ago, that they might be stuck, or let's say they're even having these depression or even suicidal thoughts, how do you get through that transition? What, like, go out and do an Ironman, is it? Or?
No, I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, there's a four-step process, Sam. Okay. So number one, raising your level of awareness, understanding the dissatisfaction that you're going through, the state that you are in.
Right.
And that awareness will help you to really articulate where you are at this moment and what are you feeling. And once you connect to that feeling, it's a case of turning that dissatisfaction into something of an inspiration.
Yeah, that's good.
And out of the inspiration, you go to the step two, answering your why.
That's great.
And gaining the clarity of purpose, of your purpose on earth. And step one, two, so you're still in your comfort zone and all what you're doing is some work. And step three involves you taking on a challenge that can...
Now you're ready to take action, yeah.
Absolutely yank you out of your comfort zone. And step four...
So can we go back to step three, so taking on a challenge. So this challenge could be anything from trekking Kokoda through doing an Ironman or maybe even doing a new business venture.
It can be anything in the sense... It may be a case you want to become a speaker because you believe you have a message out in the world. But you are fearful. You may think, oh, my voice is not good. I don't have a stage presence. And I'm telling you, challenge those limits. Go
out
there.
It's not just a small challenge, it's a big challenge. Yeah.
You can take, I mean, the amount of challenges, it can be even doing your first kilometer of running that you never had done.
And then step four?
And step four, taking action, building that momentum behind the challenge so that you start realizing your milestones and the goal. And the end outcome is not a goal, Sam. The goal is to learn and grow. There are only two things that can happen to someone's life. Either you are growing or you're decaying. There's nothing in between.
There's no sitting on the fence.
No, there is no sitting on the fence.
You're either learning or you're dying.
That's exactly right, Sam.
Going back to your journey, did you just do the one Ironman?
No, since then I've done 14 Ironmans.
You've done 14 Ironmans. What all here in Australia or?
I mean, globally. So I've been traveling through Asia, done one in New Zealand. And yeah, so next year I'm very excited. I mean, wow. I would get an opportunity to go and race the world championship in Hawaii. So I'm pretty excited about that. So wow. Next year I'm really looking forward to it.
Mate, look, that is just exceptional, Rajan. So will you just continue to do this? Are you inspiring other people, obviously now bringing it to Sri Lanka?
I guess my biggest inspiration is my two kids. You can't teach a kid about life values, but you can show them how to live them. So I'm becoming an example for them to model in their own life. And I constantly challenge their limits. And the excitement that I see from them, it's a huge inspiration for myself.
Have they started to do their own triathlon or Ironman?
Yes, my kids. I mean, last week I told my daughter, in another 4 years' time, you and I are going to Kona, Hawaii, to do the World Ironman Championships.
And she's excited?
She's damn excited, I'll tell you. I mean, she's already starting her training. She's a really good swimmer. She swims so gracefully and so beautifully. And now she got it naturally in her to start cycling and running. And she'll be a force.
Rajan, you certainly are a human potentialist. You're a living embodiment of that.
Thank
you and acknowledge you for the message that you have in the world. And also, we're going to follow your journey, particularly there bringing it to Sri Lanka as well in 2018. Rajan, thank you so much for joining us here.
It's a pleasure, Sam. It's a pleasure.
However, look, just before you go, we have a challenge for all of our guests. And the challenge is the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. So I know you're up for challenges. So Rajan, do you accept the challenge?
Bring it on.
All right, Rajan, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Blue. Favorite food?
Sashimi.
Sashimi, yeah. Favorite celebrity?
I would say Dr. Mohamed Yunis, founder of the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh.
Wow, he sounds very inspiring. Favorite actor?
Late Robin Williams.
Yes. Oh, totally. Patch Adams, one of my favorite movies. Yeah. Favorite professional speaker?
There is this dodgy guy called Sam Cawthon.
I don't know who you're talking about. Favorite book?
Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Oh, yes. That would also be in my top five as well. Absolutely.
It's a phenomenal book.
It is. Favorite movie?
Toy Story.
Toy Story. Come on, that's awesome. Favorite city?
Colombo, Sri Lanka. Yeah, right, Grilla.
Yeah, I have been there once. Favorite drink?
Water.
Water.
Water is life.
Absolutely. Favorite pizza topping?
I would say seafood and cheese.
Ah, yum. And Rajan, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I would say I would be an eagle.
An eagle? Why is that?
Because you need to soar. Life is meant to soar and enjoy the freedom. And I feel the eagle embodies all those characters.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much again, Rajan, for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you for having me, Sam.